There's a yisod that the Bnei Yisoschar has in several of his svarim, repeating again and again, this in different Mamari Chazal, different application, but one yisod that has to do with this week's parsha. The Torah begins, Aser Taser, Eskval Kol Tuvah Zarecha. You should give Meiser. And when you give Meiser Sheni, you go up to Yerushalayim. And the Torah says, Chal Tov Ne Hashem Okech L'man Til Mad L'Yira. That when you go up to Yerushalayim, so that's a place that's very conducive to glean Yira Shamayim. And there's a famous Gemara in Bava Basra on Chof Aleph Amar Aleph on page 3. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Ram Zohar Oso Hayish Lotov Yoshua Ben Gamla Shemo. Shel Molehu Nishtakech Torah Mi'Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gamla saved Torah. What happened? Originally, Mikhila Mishayish Lo'av Malamdo Torah. But originally, if you didn't have, you learned Torah by your father. There was no school system, no yeshiva system. So, if you had a father, you were set. If you didn't have a father, you didn't learn. Pasuk says, "My daughters, lantem osam limartem atem." Hiskinu sheyom moshivim lamdetu nokos b'yushalayim. So then he started opening up a yeshiva system in Yerushalayim. But then, problem of transportation. If you had a father, he could take you. He didn't have a father again, so the same problem. So then he made localized yeshivas. So the Tosas quotes, why did he make it in Yerushalayim? So Tosas says, L'fisha yaroak kedusha gdolav, ko'anem oskim avadosam. Because Yerushalayim is a makom that's susceptible to bikone Yerushalayim. Kedashin b'sifri l'man tilmad l'ira. Godol maise sheni shemevi l'idei Talmud. Maise sheni brings to the Talmud and which ultimately brings to Yerushalayim. Fisha ya'omed b'Yerushalayim ad sheyochal maise sheni v'yarob shakulam oskim b'mlecha shemayim. Whereas it's a conducive atmosphere. Conduces atmosphere. I was looking for this Sifrei, the Xerox, the original. Then I took one of these big Marbov Basras, and then I said the Fanenu Lesa. So apparently we don't have this statement in our Sifrei. But it's a famous Sifrei. Most people probably never try to look it up. It's a famous Sifrei because Tosas says it's a Sifrei. But our Sifrei, we don't have it. But that's the point, that Yerushalayim is a Malkom that's Mesugol for Yira Shamayim. L'man Tilmad L'Yira. Let me see if I... So the Yerushalayim is a makom that's mesugled for Yira Shamayim. So Ramela, that's why the original yeshivas were in Yerushalayim. There is an interesting... Let me see if I have it here. Yeah, there's an interesting... Mishnah Pirkei Avos, page 24. I always say over this Mishnah, I give a different pshat. So this summer I found a new pshat in the Mishnah. A new pshat in an old Mishnah. Famous Mishnah, page 24. Rabbi Hanina ben Tragin, O Mishnahim, Sheyoshvin, Bein Beinayim, Divrei Torah, Hareza Moshev Leitzim. Two people sit and they don't have Bein Beinayim, Divrei Torah, it's Moshev Leitzim. So the late Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavna always used to say over from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, how is this Moshev Leitzim? To me, he would say Moshev Leitzim means people are sitting around with beer, bottles of beer, with their feet on the table. You know, that's Moshev Leitzim. How is this Moshev Leitzim? So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner gives a pshat that means that Ein Beinayim. In other words, they're both learning, but they don't want to talk to each other because no one wants to listen to what the other one says. So that's leitzim. It's late, like Rav Huttner writes, when you take something and you devoid it from its chashivas, so that's leitzanus, that's leitz. So that's what the pshat I always said over. But now, I want to say a pshat from the Baal Shem Tov, that he quotes here in the Sefer Sifsei Tzadikim from Rav Michal of Zlatchov. He says an unbelievable pshat. Yeah, take a look at the bottom of page 25, where the arrow is on the left side. Let me say it outside. He says like this, that there are different makomos. Certain makomos are mesugal for kedusha and Yerushalayim, and certain makomos are not. So shnayim sheyoshvim pashupshat in the Mishnah means that the fact that they're not learning, that itself is moshav leitzim. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner said it a little bit differently. The fact they're not talking and learning, that's moshav leitzim. The Baal Shem Tov said a different word. That itself is not the moshav leitzim. Shad is like this: two people are trying to learn, and it's just not going. It's not going. They're not getting siyata d'shmaya. So you know what the pshat is? The pshat is that this mokum that they're learning in was once used before as the moshav leitzim. So memela, there's no kedusha there. So there's no siyata d'shmaya there. So that's why it's a moshav. So that's pshat. Shnayim sheyoshim ve'ein be'neihem divrei Torah hayin she'einam yicholim ledaber divrei Torah v'lo mar shum dover echad me'atorah ve'ein mitzius be'neihem b'amiras Torah zeh simon v'vada shamokom hazeh haya pap echad moshav leitzim zeh harezeh moshav leitzim she'nemar v'moshav leitzim lo yoshav. Okay, so that's, so obviously the opposite is what? Is Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim is a mokom that's full of kedusha, and therefore that's why it makes very, with this Baal Shem, we understand very well the Sifrei and the Gemara and Bava Basra, that they made originally, they tried to make yeshivas docile in Yerushalayim, because they figured that was the mokum that's most mesugal to learn Torah. Oh. So there's a famous, so we see that Yerushalayim, you bring in Maaseh Sheni, the Pasuk Rei says, Lamad Tilmad Lira. So the Gemara in Brachas, a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas on Chav Chesem and Aleph says the following. One line, two lines. Rav Zeira ki hava cholish migirse. When Rav Zeira was tired from his learning, hava ozov Yosef apischa debay Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi. So he would sit by the house of Rav Nosson Bar Tuvi, and apparently a lot of Rabbonim, Talmidei Chachamim, would come by. So he says, Amar ki chalfi rabbonim as ekum mikamayu v'kabel agra. He said, you know, I don't have a head now to learn. He's too tired. But I should use the time productively. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit in front of the Beis Medrash there. And whenever the rabbonim come, I'll stand up. And this way, I'll get the mitzvah. Neisei v'atokum. But he says more than that. He says, and I'll get schar. So the question that is asked, why do you have to say it? He just could have said, and I'll do the mitzvah. Why is schar fakir? You're not supposed to do a mitzvah with kabel schar. So why did he add that, akabel schar? Why did he add that, akabel schar? He just said, I'll do the mitzvah. That itself is productive. The fact that he's getting schar for it is irrelevant. Oh. So the Bnei Yisoschar, in several places, we'll see as the Yisod. He says Yisod. Now normally, and he's basing it on a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. So let's look at the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, page 11, what is it? Yeah. Antignus Yisocho Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik Hu Haya Omer Al Tuyu Ka'avodim Hamshamshim Sarav Al Manas L'Kabel Pras Elohavu Ka'avodim Hamshamshim Sarav Shalom Al Manas L'Kabel Pras. Right? And then Ezra Vimor Hashamayim Aleichem. So the first part of the Mishnah we understand. You should do mitzvahs Shalom Nas not L'Kabel. But what's the end of the Mishnah, Yimor Shamayim Aleichem. So the Bnei Yisoschar says a Maradik Pshat. He says like this, normally, you're not supposed to do mitzvahs L'kabel Schar. We discussed the Rav Chaim Volozhiner a couple of weeks ago, that if your kavanah is that to give Hashem nachas, that he's able to give schar, not for your own personal gain, then that's okay. But the Beis Hasma says a different word here. The Beis Hasma says an unbelievable word. He says that what if the schar of the mitzvah is that you get your Hashemayim? So that schar you're allowed to go for. In other words, if the schar is I get rich, I get this or that, that you shouldn't have in mind. But if the schar is that I do a mitzvah and get your Shemayim, that schar I can have. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. Don't do a Rav Malas L'Kabos Pras, but one exception, eat more Shemayim Aleichem. Oh, so now he says a beautiful pshat in this Gemara. Because there's a pasuk in Kedoshim, page 5, and they say what talking about that Bnei Zokein, Yereisim Elokecha Mi'Hashem. So why does it say Yereisim Elokecha? So Rashi says, because why? Because a lot of times you could fake it. You make believe like you're not seeing the Zokein. And Hashem says, but I know if you really saw him or not. So you got to have Yerash Shemayim over here because you can't fake it out. But the Bnei Yishoscha gives a different shot. Bnei Yishoscha says that the schar you get, the Yereisim Melkecha is a schar for Bnei Seva Tokum. In other words, if you stand up for an old people or Talmidei Chachamim and you give chashivas, so the schar is that you get Yerash Shemayim. That's the schar. Oh, so Mamela, now you understand the Gemara Brachas. The Gemara Brachas says, Reb Zeir says, I'm gonna, when he was tired from learning, I'm gonna sit and get up for the Talmidei Chachamim. Why was he allowed to say Vakabel Agra? Because that type of schar, you're allowed, because when they say what talking about that they zake is what? Yeresa Melokecha. He says this in several places. And he wrote a sefer in Masechta Brachas called Magid Taluma, page 7. Take a look. Dine zos nichol idover godol mashmiyenu sh'Rav Zeir lo rotza lizbatel b'rega min avoda. Hakein ki achal v'cholish migirsei v'lo yeyochol lulmon az al koporim yoshev l'kai mitzvah sasei ki mazake. Aval zos tigdo hateima masha omar v'kabel agra. V'chis al gadagish Rav Zeir over al manas l'kabel pras. Nearly mentioned Pirashi a Mishnah. Al tiyuk avodim amshan shim el ha'evu gwenu shalom manas. Hine kol mefashin shtar l'var masha yachuz yesh b'shei for the mastiz el reish. What's the connection? But he says that that's the idea that, take a look, the second column on the page 8. Vatono vingam kan divre rem seira. Iksivim vay seva k'toko vadad b'nei zokin yareisam. Amru ozab zohar man kachami tinuko didikno. It's near perusha debol lefarsh amru. Tireisam lakecha shetchaim amitzah zos kima vahidur zav yireisam lakecha tovo lecho al dey ze hayira. Inkein gam amitzah zos Scharahi Hayira. Alkena Marzer Eko Mikabayu Vekabel Agro, etc. Eko Mikabayu Vekabel Agro. And then he says another pshat. He said, okay, then he says like this. The famous Gemara Tainis on Tesamar Aleph, the top line, page 9. Aser Taser, Aser Bishvil Tish Aser, that if you get give tzedakah, you're going to get rich. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to test guard. You can say, I'm testing you. I'm going to give it to see if you're going to make me rich. So the Gemara says, are you allowed to do that? So the Gemara says, yeah. That Pasuk in Malachi says, b'chanuni v'mbozos. You can test me. So the Bnei Yisoschar, back in the Magid Taluma, on page 8, on the fourth line, Pirashi Ma Pima Shem Chazal Shachol Dover Al Shul Nasus Rachel Mitzvus Meiser. So he says, what's the idea? So he says, how are you allowed to be Menasa Hashem? The Pasuk says you're allowed to, but still, the Meiser, you're doing it L'Kabel Schar. So he says, based on this week's parsha, that since it says when you give ma'aser it's lamantil madliyiro, that giving ma'aser itself brings yirashamayim. So then, as he so it is, that you're allowed to do something that for schar, if the byproduct of what you're doing is going to bring yirashamayim. And apparently, he's learning that even just stam giving maisa, even not the trip up to Yerushalayim is going to give you a shemayim. And it could be, we could say, based on what we said from the Morinayim, that the pshat naser b'shvil shutzasher is not necessarily money, but it means it gives you the midah of mesamech mechelko of istapkus, which is the ultimate Yerushalayim, because that is the amuna that whatever I have is given to me for God, and God knows what I need. So Mimela, that's the ultimate Yerushalayim, as Aser b'shvil shut Aser ta'aser. So Mimela gives you Yerushalayim. So that thing you could do, having in mind to be Menasa Hashem, because the byproduct of the thing is Yerushalayim. And in the B'nai Yisoskar, he writes it again, and he writes, on page 14, he adds another point to the Pshat and the Gemara in Brachas, where the arrows are. Kim Rabzeir have a kachol yesh migirsa lo yachalul motorah. So he thought that maybe, in other words, Pashup Pshat you learn, he could learn, so he wanted to use his time productively, so he figured he'll do this. So he says a deeper form, built on what his yesod was. He says he couldn't learn, so he felt that maybe the reason why he's having trouble learning is that he doesn't have enough Yerushalayim. So he figured, I'll do this, this will bring me Yerushalayim, and Mela, I'll be able to learn. And that's how he adds on over here. And then in the Agra de Pirka, he brings, like in every sefer he wrote, he brings this word again and again. It's in the Magid Taluma, and in the Bnei Soschar, and in the now in the Agra de Pirka, which is another sefer, he quotes Pshat in the Gemara Brachas, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyir Shemayim. So he says like this: whenever you do a mitzvah, you should do it l'shem Shemayim, not for the schar. But Chutz Miyir Shemayim. But if you're doing it to get Yerushalayim, then you can do it for that reason. You can do it for that reason. And then he says another pshat. It's very interesting. By all the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So a lot of things, you know, Avram has his things, Yitzchak has his things, Yaakov has his things, right? A lot of things are not the same. There's an Akedah. One thing you find by all three of us. I never thought about this. Maisa. By all three of us. Why? Look, Lech Lecha, on page 16. It says, Baruch El Elyon Hashem, Yigirin Tzarech, V'yadech, V'yitin Lu, Maisa Mikol. Right? In Toldos, it says, page 17, V'yizu Yitzchak Ba'aretz Ahi, V'yimtso Pashon Ahi, Me'a Sha'arim. Says Rashi, he counted to see so he'll know how much he should give for Maisa. And by Yaakov, on page 20, T'chol asher titen li aser asrenu loch. So Maisa by all the three of us. So in the Agra de Pirka, or in the Dvarim Nechmodim, that's his Perish of Pirkei Avos. You didn't know the Bnei Soscha wrote so many things. In his Perish of Pirkei Avos, he writes, on the arrow, Hinei zeh nilma min ha'avos Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Hagam sheyadu shekimu kol ha'Torah kula. Right, we know they became kol ha'Torah kula, but we don't see that it says it in the, you know, what they did exactly. But one thing we see, Hinei nemar ma'isa. And the idea is because they wanted to bring Yerushalayim. They wanted to bring Yerushalayim, so that's why they each gave ma'isa. And that's from aser to aser. It's the schar, is l'mat tilmat. So the two aspects by ma'isa. It's perhaps the Yerushalayim of going to Yerushalayim, and then also the Yerushalayim of the actual giving of the ma'isa. It's interesting that Yerushalayim, the famous Chazal in the Medrash on page 27, that Avraham called it Yiroeh. Vayikra Avraham Shem Malkom Hashem Yireh. Malki Tzedek called it Sholem. So the Medrash on page 27 says, Hashem said, I can't call it Yiroeh because then Shem is going to complain. Malki Tzedek is Shem. He's going to complain. I can't call it Shalem, because Avram is going to complain. So I called it Yerushalayim is the connection of both. So the Meshech Chochma, you look in Parshas Vayera, explains that Yerushalayim, the name Yerushalayim, is a conglomerate of Yareh and Shalem. That's the Medrash, but what's the point? Yareh is Yireh Shamayim, and Shalem is the idea that mankind is one unit, meaning Ben Odom L'Chaveru. And that's the idea, that the two Yerushalayim, Rabbi Willig likes, has a drasha that he likes saying over, that, you know, based on the Shemesh HaChachma, and then we'll see Rav Prague has a similar idea, that whenever we're deficient in one of the areas, in the Yireh or in the Yerushalayim, then Yerushalayim gets destroyed. That's why, like Rabbi Willig pointed out, the first base of Mikdash, I think Rav Prague has the first base of Mikdash, we didn't do Ben Adam Malcolm well, so destroying the second base of Mishnah and we were lacking in the Shalem, etc. But there's another interesting Meshech Chochma that Rav Isaac Prague points out in this week's Haftorah. It says in Yeshaya on page 30, V'samti katod shimshosayach usharayach labneam ektach v'chol gvulech v'avne chayfetz v'chol b'nayach l'ndei Hashem v'rav shalom b'nayach. So, what does that mean, katkod? It's a certain type of stone that the window is going to be made, the window of the home of Yerushalayim is going to be made of a certain type of stone that the sun could go through. There's a clear stone that'll shine. So, the Gemara in Bava Basra on Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, page 31. Something called Koshim Shosayach, Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Pligi Trei Malachi Berkia. The two Malachim had a machlokus. Gavriel Michal, Vamila Trei Morabi Morvo, Anu Yehuda Vachizkia. Chanamar Shom, Chanamar Yashve. The question is, what type of stone was it? One says it was a Shom stone, and one says it was the Yashve stone. So Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehevi Kedein UKedein. It should be both. That's Kod. Kedein UKedein. Both stones. You should use the Shoam stone and the Yashpe stone. Okay? So what's the significance? That seems very cryptic. So there's another beautiful Meshech Chochma in Parshas Tetzaveh. He says like this. That we know the different Big Day Kuhuna were mechaper for different things. So the choshen, that was the breastplate, that was mechaper for dinim, no corruptness, choshen mishpat things, right? Now, what was the last stone of the 12 stones on the choshen? Was the shoham. So that's kapara for the. No, I'm sorry. I mean, the Yashpe, rather. The Yashpe was the last stone on the Choshen. So the Yashpe represents what? Kapara for what? Dinim, for Choshen Mishpar things. Now, the ephod, that was the apron, right? So that had the Shoam stone on it. The ephod was the chaper for Avodah Zorah. So that means it was mechaper for what? For bad beliefs. So that's pshat in the Gemara, says the Meshech Chochma. The question is, what are we deficient that we need to rebuild Yerushalayim? Is it the Shoam stone? Is that we're lacking in our belief in God? Or is it the Yashve stone? We're lacking in Ben Adam Lachaveira. So Hashem says both. Kedein uKedein. That's why he points out, what does the next pasuk say? Chol b'nayich l'mudei Hashem v'rav shalom b'nayich. That you have to be l'mudei Hashem and you have to be shalom b'nayich. It means, and that's what Rav, the first I saw this whole word in the Sefer Pri HaSodeh, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Prague, he brought the whole thing down about this whole thing about the two stones and the. So you put together these two Meshech Chochmas, the Meshech Chochma of Yerushalayim he puts together, and the Meshech Chochma, the Yireh and the Shalem, and then the idea of the Kedein and Kedein, the two stones, and it's one and the same. Because we need both. So, and that ties in with what we said, that Yerushalayim is a place where we can get Yerushamayim. And the best, and it fits in with the Sifrei, because the best place to get Yerushamayim is when you're together with other people who are interested in Yerushamayim. So the Ben Adam Lachaveiro, the connection with other people in a proper way, also fosters the Ben Adam Lamakom as well. But this is the Yisod of the Bnei Yisoschar, that you can always use more Yerushamayim. And when we stand up, Mechabe Torah, Mechabe Tzkenim, we can do it al manas to get schar, which the schar there is Yerushamayim. And whenever the Torah tells us, so but these two mitzvahs, ultimately any mitzvah you can do is give you Yerushamayim, but apparently by these two mitzvahs the Torah stresses that they give you Yerushamayim. Ta'aser ta'aser, and Ibnei Seva Tokum, that they're going to give you Yerushamayim. And therefore, Yerushamayim is not, you know, I'll say over a vort, to conclude, it's a vort that's said both by the Baal Shem and by the Groh. Remember the late Rabbi Mandelbaum from the library, whenever he would see something with about that the same vort was said by both, he would get excited. So there's a vort that the last eight psukim was written Bedema. So the Groh says Bedema, Pashtun means he was crying while he was writing it, but the Groh and the Baal Shem both mean Lashon Dimua, was the letters were mixed up. It wasn't written in a way with separate words. It was a scramble altogether as Bedema. But he says the famous pasuk last week's parsha, Mashem Al Kecha Shol Meimach Kiim Liyira. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Atu Yerushamayim Milsad Zutrasihi? I only ask for Yerushamayim. So the Gemara says, yes, for Moshe it's Milsad Zutrasihi. Legabe Moshe it's Milsad Zutrasihi. So everyone asks the Kacha, but the Torah is not speaking to Moshe. Speaking to all of us. So how can you say the Gemara and Brachos with Gibul says the Gabi Moshe is Milsa Zutrasi, but the Torah is not speaking to Moshe. So both the Baal Shem and the Gra say this vor. What's the vor? The Gabi Moshe doesn't mean for Moshe remain. It means if you're next to a tzaddik, you're in his mechitza, you're in his dalanamos. Legabi Moshe, you are near Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's easy to have Yerushamayim. That's what it means, legabi Moshe. So that's the same thing over here. You go to Yerushalayim, and you see that everyone is osek in the karbonos, so that's makes Yerushamayim easier. But if you go to a Moshe Leitzim, so that's Ebe Neim Divrei Torah, because the Mokum is Nifkam. The Mokum is Nifkam. And that's the Baal Shem, other word. That Shem Shiyoshim Eimen Eimen Divrei Torah, Harei Zeh Moshe Leitzim. It's a raya that this place from before was a Moshe Leitzim and doesn't have Kedusha. Okay, so these are some of the ideas that we try to inculcate in ourselves, Yira Shemayim, and you know, it's like the other word, another word, like the famous Maisa that the Vilna Gaon asked the Dubna Magid to give him Musar. So he said to him, you know, you, Vilna Gaon, what's so great about you? You just stay in your one little room and you learn the whole day. Could you be so great if you would go out into the world? And so the Gaon said, you know, I'm not a kutzmacha. Meaning, in a chanami, I'm not mechuyev to do that. In other words, to put myself into these nisyonos. Okay, sometimes in life, certain, you know, people have to be involved in, you know, jobs and offices and things like that. But it's not like there's a mitzvah. I mean, if you could have a parnasa where you're in a situation like you work in a yeshiva or something like that, that can, you know, make ends meet if they can. In other words, there's no mitzvah putting yourself into a situation where it's going to be a nisayon for you. But everyone has to cage, and that's the idea. But at Laman Tilma Lira, we should always try to put ourselves into situations where the Yerushamayim is surrounding us, so we could better service our Kodesh Baruch. Okay. Okay,
so we'll have a shiur 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, well, 2 weeks will be regular shiur, right?